Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, the comedians that perform here, and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what helps make up our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Dawn Davis Womack.
This is our special anniversary episode that is part interview, part show. We're beyond pumped that New and Improv is here, and we can't wait. Specializing in both short and long improv form, they have been making audiences at JMU, Harrisonburg, and all over the East Coast break ribs laughing for over 20 years. This group of merrymakers is always loving to perform, keeping things goofy, and always spontaneous. I am super pumped and honored. I'm telling you that. And I want to be able to introduce to you one of the funnest, imaginative, creative, funniest troupe I've ever worked with. And that is JMU's New and Improv. Give it up. I don't know. How was that? I don't know.
I like it.
I'm vibing.
It was a wonderful welcome.
You know what? I try, right? And so just hang on to your hats because we've never done anything like this before. And just remember that flexibility is your friend and expectation is your enemy. Am I right or am I right?
You are right.
Definitely right.
Yeah, fair enough. Exactly.
Okay, and somebody's got to talk about Abigail's background today, but I'm going to let you guys handle that term. No,
I'm going to rely on the notion of it's a podcast and people are just listening. You probably hear how bad my background is.
It does look like the static on a TV.
I'm auditioning for the role of Poltergeist.
Yes, I know. What is hanging on to something? I don't know, like that. Just see what I'm saying, that poll there. Anyway, all right, I digress from what we want to do today. The first thing that is up is I would love for these improv troupe members to introduce themselves and tell us their name, what year they are in school, their major, and if they had one superpower, what would it be? Let's switch to gallery view so we can check that out. So why don't we start with Chase?
Hey guys, my name's Chase Lopez. I am a junior psychology major, obviously at James Madison University. And if I had one superpower, it would probably be to shapeshift. I think that'd be very neat to do.
Why?
I just feel like that's a lot of possibilities. You could fly, you could be small, you could be big, you could just do anything. Be a good time.
All right, excellent. That's Chase, everybody. How about you, Jacob?
Hi, everybody. My name is Jacob Smolsky. I am a senior here at JMU, majoring in justice studies. And superpower I would have would probably have to be super speed. Super speed, because I can just go everywhere I want very quickly. I can do things quickly, can do the dishes quickly. I just love super speed.
Super yeah. Speed. I need that. I'm probably the slowest person on the planet.
I think that's why I want it.
You and me both. I think you can beat me, though. I'm pretty sure about it. How about you, Quinn?
Hi, guys. My name is Quinn Harkrider, and I'm a sophomore chemistry major. And my superpower would also be super speed because I like feeling the wind really fast on my skin. I like that feeling. So I could always have that feeling by super speed.
Nice. Super speed twice in a row. Shoot. I never even knew there was such a thing. Probably again because I'm slow. All right, Abigail.
Hey, I'm Abigail Theakston. For those of you with no video, I'm the one with the bad background. I am a senior at JMU, a theater major. So let's go, No Money Squad. And if I had a superpower, I would want to be all stretchy. Like have the stretchy skin.
Nice.
And that is because Elastigirl is one bad mama.
Wait a minute. I'm going to need a repeat on that. Because why?
because Elastigirl from The Incredibles, she is bad mama.
Ah, bad mama. I like it. Okay. All right. Cool. I like it. Steven.
Hello. My name is Steven Porter. I am a senior and also part of the No Money Squad as another theater major at JMU. If I could pick a superpower, it would be probability manipulation. If you could like manipulate the chance of something happening.
Oh, what would you want to happen?
Lottery numbers. You could theoretically make anything happen. What's the chance a cupcake will appear in front of me right now? Boom, 100%.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to pick that one next time I play that game. I like that one. How about you, Kat?
Hi, my name is Kat Speranio. I'm a junior media arts and design major with a concentration in digital video and cinema. I like to tell people I'm majoring in being an intern. And my superpower, I'd love to teleport because I am always running late and it'd just be nice to go anywhere in a snap of a finger.
Ah, nice. I want all of these superpowers. I want them all. How about Lucien? Am I saying it correctly? Am I saying your name?
No worries. It's Lucien.
Lucien. Lucien.
That's okay.
I think maybe you should be called Lucien from now on.
I got it. If I had a nickel for every time somebody mispronounced my name, I would love to be that filthy rich by now. But it's okay. It's not a worry. It's just given me plenty of nicknames over the years. But I'm Lucien Anderson. I'm a sophomore and the newest member on the New and Improv team. I am a geology major, and if I could have a superpower, it would probably be to be indestructible or invulnerable, because with how much I get hurt on a daily basis, I'd love to not actually feel the injuries for how accident prone I am. So.
Nice. I like it. Very good. That's exciting. And then this Diana Witt over here, she's not actually a part of this troupe, but she's part of another comedy group at James Madison University, Maddie Live, right?
Maddie Night Live.
Maddie Night Live. Okay. And that's comedy sketch, right?
Yes.
All right. And you want to tell people why are you joining us today?
Well, I'm here actually as a reporter. I'm profiling Dawn for a story for my advanced reporting class.
Yeah, that's nice, right? And she'll be a participant in one of the improv games later, if I understand correctly. So she's a part of our special anniversary episode today, too. Give it up for Diana, some thunder snaps. That's right. That's excellent. So yeah, I'm really excited that you're here today. I can't wait to dive into some of these questions before we get into the show part and showcase to everyone what your thing, what you do best. And I think before we do that, people would want to know a little bit more about you and your story as a troupe. I think what people are really curious about is what people have been doing this last year over the pandemic. And so for your troupe, what does this last year look like for rehearsals and shows? What does that look like for you guys this last year?
Well, I'll start it off. I'm the director of the team. This is Kat speaking. It's a podcast. I don't know if they'll recognize my voice right off the bat. It's been difficult. We're all kind of sad that our semester last year got cut short. We never got a proper send off of the seniors. This semester we came in and we wanted to do in-person auditions and we were able to do that. But shortly after that, we had to transition to being online. So it was a lot of Zoom prov, improv in the park, just trying to like feel it out social distantly. We had a few practices in person, masked up, of course. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely been a challenge, but it's also helped us become more creative, I think.
That's good. Yeah, it's been an interesting time to pivot and figure out what things look like in the comedy world for anybody in any spectrum of it, whether it's improv or stand-up or sketch. So I'm excited to hear a little bit more about this journey. In terms of when you reflect on this last year and you look at it, is there something unexpectedly positive that came out of this for you all that you just, okay, Quinn?
I'd like to say that I think I'm a lot closer to a lot of the people on the troop, and I think they can say the same thing. Because we're on Zoom improv, we do like to socially distance, hang out just to try to stay tight and keep the community tight. So that was really improved upon this year. And then whenever we are able to do a socially distanced practice, it's electric because we love to move around and just be together instead of on Zoom. So I'd say we're a lot tighter than we used to be.
Okay, I think
building off what Quinn's saying, another thing is not being in person and having to rehearse online both limits what you can do, especially with how good people's Wi-Fi are, because, you know, if we try a game where people have to say the same thing at the time, it's slightly off every time. Mm-hmm. So the limitations of games have allowed us to explore new avenues. And like, we've had to make up for the fact we can't be as physical with being more vocal and expressing mm-hmm. more emotion through our voices, which I think is a way we've grown throughout this, weirdly enough.
Yeah, and also going off what Quinn said about how like our practices have been really electric, like the ones in person, because we don't do them as often. We actually just had our first one in a while the other day, and it was really, really fun because I think we have so much pent up energy and that sort of thing. Because last year we'd practice in person 2 days a week. Sometimes we would get burned out from that, but I think, you know, it's when we do in person stuff, I think it's some of our best comedy because we're so relaxed and that sort of thing. We're like fresh. And so, you know, it stinks for me because I'm a senior. So I'm not going to be able to perform in person again, I don't think, unless this miraculously goes away in a month, which I doubt it will. But, so it took some getting adjusted to, but I think it definitely has its pros and cons for sure. Mm.
Did you find any new games that you came up with in the virtual format that you hadn't done pre-COVID? What were some of those?
Yeah, I can speak on that a little bit.
Okay.
We definitely, as everyone was saying, kind of with the last question, how we kind of had to adapt to our Zoom prov with everything being online. We definitely had to find new avenues, like what Steve was saying, with new games. But we were also taking older games that we had and adapting them to Zoom and kind of changing up some of the characteristics of the games. And it actually allowed for an entirely new game, but at the same time, keeping elements of the older styles, kind of giving it a new life almost. So that was pretty cool, especially seeing and learning all these new games myself personally, because I was fresh on the team this year. So it was kind of hard trying to learn all the old games, but in a new style.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is Quinn. Yeah. I'd also like to say that Kat has been like really the propeller for all of that. She comes up with all these great games and she brings them on and we're like, okay, does this work or does it not work? And she's just been really great at adapting games for us. So thank you, Kat. Love you.
That's a journey, isn't it? It's exciting, but also frustrating at the same time, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. At least we can do something, but I don't know about you guys, but nothing's like performing live. I don't know how you guys feel about that. Would you agree with that statement?
Oh yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Cause I feel like most of how we move our performance or gauge our performance is based on the reaction that we get from the audience. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird not having anyone to kind of test stuff off of. Cause mm-hmm. I feel like when we do live shows and same in stand-up, you kind of like test mm-hmm. some things to see what kind of reaction you get to push it further or pull it back. And you don't get any of that. So you don't really know if your jokes are landing or not. You just kind of hope they're funny.
Yeah.
And just wait till they laugh later, but I guess you never really know.
Right. So. What was that one show where it's like 7 minutes in purgatory? It's a comedy show where they, you know, famous comedians would go out to an empty auditorium and then the audience would actually be in another room listening and they'd perform a 7-minute set with no interaction from the audience. That's a pretty wild show. I wish I could remember the name of it. And we'll figure it out in show notes. It's kind of a little bit like that on some of these virtual shows. Although there's been other virtual shows out there that they get. I heard one comedy show had over 14,000 people on it. I know. I've been trying to track that one down. So if anybody wants to Facebook message me and let me know what that is. But can you imagine? So that I don't know how they manage that, but apparently that's somewhat possible. But yeah, I agree. Live is better. Totally. Do you have people that try out? Do you have to try out for your troupe?
Yeah, I can also talk about that since I'm the one who's experienced it through this odd time, especially during COVID. You do indeed have to try out for the troupe, as I did in the fall, the beginning of the fall semester. It was a bit unorthodox in the sense that there's usually a warm-up day, which is the day before tryouts, where you kind of go and it's a workshop day. Sorry, not a warm-up day, where you go and get to learn all the games and kind of learn, meet the people, everything like that. And then you usually go into a two-day audition process. Mm-hmm. But because of the limited amount of people we had this year audition, because of COVID and everything that was happening, it actually turned into just a single-day process where mm-hmm. they were able to determine who was getting on the team by the end of the night. And I can definitely say getting a call at 3 a.m. was definitely worth it.
So. We called Lucian.
Hey. 3 a.m. How many people... Yeah. How many people auditioned and how many did you take?
We took Lucian. That's it.
Yeah.
Honestly, was it
10 people. It was 10 people total, including myself.
Okay.
So the process has to be unanimous. So it's not like a majority vote. So everybody on the team needs to agree, like, you know, this is somebody that we would like to see on our team. And like that... It's so much more than just their comedic ability. It's also like, you know, how are they going to mess with us? Like as people, we have like little applications kind of gauge their personality, that sort of thing. Because I think with improv, it's important to, you know, not just be teammates, but to be really good friends too, because it makes your comedy flow so much better. You're comfortable with each other. You know, like what everybody's strengths and weaknesses are, and you kind of play off that. So that's a big part of the process too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I say something real quick?
Yes, Kat and then Steven. We didn't forget you.
It was hard this semester because we had a lot of talented people and we wanted more new members, but we were really unsure what the semester was going to look like and how to proceed with online Zoom comedy. So we had to really limit our number and we were like, the person we want to be sure that they could walk on stage with us and do a show without any hesitation. And that's what we got with Lucian. He is so incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it feels like he's been on the team since like day one.
Aw. Mm-hmm. A lot of Lucian love. I said it right?
Yes.
Pronounced Lucine.
Yeah. I know.
I am not going
to
say
however you want to go for it, go for it. That doesn't matter to me.
You'll answer to anything. I got it.
Pretty much.
I got it.
Lucian is the only incorrect way to refer to me.
Yeah, if you're saying my name right, you're saying it wrong. So,
Steve, you were going to add to that, right?
Yeah, I was going to add kind of what Jake says. Another thing that was kind of we had to cut down a lot on this year is that in the second day, so after our first day of people, we cut it down to who we want to see for callbacks. And then during callbacks, it's about hyper-focusing on like what's something we want to see that they struggled with and how they can improve upon it. Mm-hmm. And if we give them notes, how do they respond to it? But we kind of went into rehearsal this semester being like, maybe we'll do one day, maybe two. So we ended up having to come up with like, who we want to keep for callbacks and criticism for them kind of within 20 minutes.
Yeah, they sent us out of the room and they were like, all right, we're going to deliberate for like half an hour.
Yeah. So how come the call at 3 a.m.? I'm trying to put that one together.
Because then afterwards we had to deliberate for even longer.
Was it really 3 a.m.?
No, it wasn't that late. I think it was like 1:32, definitely a little late.
Exaggerating, but when me and Pat got on the team, it in actuality was probably close to 4 a.m.
I woke up and had a quiz the next morning.
And what we didn't do this time that usually is done is I remember close to 4 a.m. my friends breaking into my home with silly string and all sorts of confetti fun to tell me that I had gotten on the team and kidnapped me and took me to IHOP. But we didn't get to do that this year, so he got a call at probably like 1, Lucian, so let's not get crazy.
Hey, okay.
Too carried away. That's cool.
Now, at least you got silly string. We got hairspray.
That was on me. I read the label and we bought hairspray thinking it was silly string and we almost attacked them with it.
I was just on Target, so that was...
Yeah, I stopped that. I stopped that.
Thank you, Abigail.
There's at least one voice of reason with a skeptical virtual Zoom background. It's true.
All right, Don.
She's trying, though, everybody. She's trying.
I'm doing my best.
She is. She is. Giving it the old college try, you know. Do you all, it sounds like then you all hang out quite a bit outside group in rehearsals. I mean, outside your shows and rehearsals, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, we try to.
Okay.
It used to be like meals. Yeah, meals before rehearsals and stuff like that was the kind of basic stuff, along with, you know, hanging out in general. Mm. But just with COVID, man, because everyone has their own comfortability. Some people have roommates, and it's kind of hard to do it as much as we used to.
Okay. So before COVID, when you could go out and about in Harrisonburg, what are some of your favorite spots or things to do around here?
V-dubs.
A lot. We used to frequent the cookout a lot.
Mm-hmm.
My home is a big hangout. My personal home.
What is it?
My house.
Your house. Oh, okay.
The place with the bad background.
Wait, tell them your house is called, Abigail, and like the history behind it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, my house has kind of been a pass down for comedy people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Alex Jacobs and Diego Salinas, I don't know if you remember them, Dawn. I live in Diego's old room. So we are.
Oh my gosh.
Diego passed the house down to me, and I'm living with someone who used to be on Maddie Night Live and then someone else. So it's kind of been a comedy house for years, and it's called Fool's Landing. And that's where we kind of all have, before COVID, that's where we all used to have like our little get togethers and stuff.
That's so crazy because Diana was at my house this morning and she saw a video clip of me doing a film with Diego. And I was playing,
really?
I was playing an alcoholic mom, right, Diana? And so, if you want to check it out, it's Sarah Lopez, Alcoholic Mom on YouTube. For some reason, it has over 32,000 views. I'm not so that's a new thing. But that's, you could see Diego and I in that clip, a little bit more serious than comedy. But that's how I met Diego, and I was familiar with JMU's New and Improv because of another comedy troupe I was involved with. We did sketches on YouTube, and he was a part of your all's troupe back in the day. And so when Diego was in it and when it's time to do that first comedy show for X2 Comedy, it made sense in March 2018 that would be myself in the New and Improv troupe. Unfortunately, Diego was not available for that show, but he connected me to people that were, and that's how our relationship started. But that's how the relationship started, because you all have been on our shows for the last 3 years, various different shows, right? And that's always been fun. So I'm glad that we still have this connection. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, here's another question I have for you guys. What did you do for seniors pre-COVID? Were there special, like a special game for them that is a tradition? And then how is that adapted in COVID? Who can talk to us about that a little bit?
I can. We had this game called, I believe it's Bucket of Death. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Bucket of Death.
We like the mentality of if we can't have them, no one else can. So we like to try and drown them before they leave. But basically, like, we have a show for the seniors. They get dressed up. They look all nice. And then we play this game called The Bucket of Death. And I wish I could have like showed the video, but I have one of Diego and Alex playing this game their senior year.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll send it to you later. I definitely have it. And basically there's this big bucket of water and we do this improv game where all the seniors take turns putting their head in the water. And when they get, and the other person goes and does the scene. And when the other, when the person whose head is in the water can't breathe anymore, they tap on the bucket and then they swap and the other person puts their head in the water until they can't breathe anymore. And they just keep the scene going.
Totally safe. Totally safe, right?
Tap. When you can't breathe, you tap.
Yeah, totally safe.
I'm not sure if this will... Oh, God. Nope. I had a photo. It does not agree with virtual backgrounds. My hand just vanishes.
Since COVID, we can't exactly share water like that together anymore. And what I told Kat was, I think if we put masks on and did it, we would actually drown.
yeah, that's true.
we're not sure exactly what we're going to do yet for that.
We talked about like having everyone have their own individual bucket of water, or maybe just like doing it virtually, so you just see like someone throwing their head in water.
And then it changes to buckets of death.
Virtual buckets of death. I like it. Oh my gosh. Well, I hope maybe we can. Well, we'll see, right? No one knows. No one knows from day to day what's going to happen tomorrow right now. So,
summary of right now.
Yes, it is. And I have just one more question before we get to the show part. So I think you guys are pretty amazeballs, if I just may say. And I think that there may be some JMU students or prospective students to the university that might want to check y'all out to see if they can become a part of the troop. So what advice would you give said student that wants to become a part? Chase?
Yeah, well, honestly, I would say I'm a big advocate for just having fun and just doing like not always the funniest things, but the things that'll get like just the most reaction. Doesn't matter if it's the funniest thing, this weirdest thing, the craziest, saddest, maybe just enjoying what you're doing and just getting close to anyone in the scene. Just have fun with it. Like, that's just really all it's about, is having fun and not even being good at what it's at. Like, none of us are the best, but we all enjoy it. We have a great time doing the entire thing, and that's really what it's all about. So I'd say that's just one of my pieces of advice to give you guys.
Nice. Steven?
I'm probably the biggest advocate for this, because it took me 3 years to get on the team, but truly, don't give up. Each year I almost made the cut and got closer. And while it stinks when you don't get in, coming back, getting to see the shows, coming back that next year, it's not only do you improve over the years, but just it just feels nice to come back and say like, hey, I've grown, I've learned. Let's see what I can do this time.
Yeah. And I think like, even if, you know, I think some people get nervous because maybe they don't have like a background in theater or anything. And like, that doesn't matter, because like, as you all heard earlier, we all come from different backgrounds in what we're studying. You know, we have chemistry, law, all sorts of things. And like, I think, at least from my experience, like, I did 1 year of improv in high school, but then I went to community college my first 2 years of college, didn't do any comedy at all, and then came to JMU and joined the team. So I think it's just, you just got to have a will to want to do it, and just a good energy, you know, just go in to auditions, just be yourself and just have fun. Don't think, oh, was that funny? Was that not funny? Did they like that? Just be yourself. And that's, you know, that's the best thing you can do, really.
Kind of piggybacking off what Jake said, I was kind of in the same boat. I had done no comedy at all last year as a freshman, but I had done a little bit in high school. So coming in this year, I was definitely a little unsure about things, but I just trusted my gut. I went with whatever came into my head. Obviously, it's improv. I hope that's what you're doing. but you just don't have any expectations going into any scene. Take what you're given and work with it and work with the people you have with you, and you're going to create a masterpiece. Whether it turns out beautifully or crashes and burns, people will still laugh either way. So
it's true. I know, because we can relate to failures, right? We can relate to mishaps and making mistakes, and and then we don't feel alone anymore. So that's why it's hilarious. So I think that's great. Have fun. I like that message. Have fun. Well, that's awesome. Well, what I'd like to do next is, so they'll play some games, and Diana's going to stay visible because she's going to be a part of one of the games toward the end. So take it away, New and Improv. Do your thing.
All right. So this first game is called Radio. I will be turning into different stations, seeing what people have to offer. And that's pretty much it. This game is for everyone. So if you guys want to turn off your cameras and then it might work best that way, we'll see. All right. So I'll start. I think I want to listen to, you know, some music while I do my schoolwork. Let's just see what's on the radio.
I love beans. Do you love beans? This is the Bean Network, where all we talk about is beans. Music beans, political beans, sports beans, anything beans. It's beans all around the clock.
Let's switch real quick. Let's see what else is on.
Well, you see, I just don't think that the moon is real. If you look up there, for years, man has wanted to destroy what is in the sky. We've come so far with technology, so why haven't we destroyed the moon yet? Simple solution?
Next.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's summer now. Ooh, oh.
All right, let's see what else is playing.
And now we have the song There We Go by Cows. Moo. Moo.
Let's actually go back to that last station.
Darlene! If you're listening to this, I have always loved you.
See what else is playing.
Okay, so we have Ashley on the line, and she's calling back Jonathan, who ghosted her. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, guys. Okay, so Jonathan just ghosted me. I don't know why, because, like, we had the best date ever. Okay, Ashley, we're going to call Jonathan now. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Oh.
Oh my god, it's Tim, Tim.
Who is this?
Okay, Jonathan.
Who else is playing?
Hi, my name is Ricardo, and today you're going to be listening to the magical sounds of gurgling. Sorry, folks, I choked.
Oh my god, he just crushed the ball. Oh my god, it's a home run and he's rounding first. Holy cow, there he goes, rounding sec. Oh my god.
Yeah, Stan, I'm here. I'm on the scene reporting for the traffic news. There seems to be 500 cats in on I-81, blocking up traffic. They're attacking people, bunch of cats. If these are your cats, please come get them. They're causing massive backup.
Let's see what else. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our ASMR cast. We are going to start out with the fantastic sounds of gargling.
I was listening to.
And today I would like to talk to you about why I believe Maryland is the best state in the United States of America. Now, see, first thing about...
I'd like to bring a counterpoint to this. I understand that you believe Maryland is the best, but may I point out that they put Old Bay on everything. They put it on every house. Why?
Well, you see, Old Bay actually is a weather retardant spice. So as it snows, it decides to go ahead and melt the snow. That's why we decide to cover all of our shingles, shells, and crabs with Old Spice. Sponsored by Maryland.
Okay, another thing. Why would you want crabs? They are more closely related to spider than fish. Congratulations, you're eating sea spider. And so what? You put Old Bay on them too? You know what this is? This is America, not crab land. This is what I can't stand.
Come on down to Smiley's Adult Braces. Let's listen to one of our satisfied customers. I've been using Smiley's Adult Braces for 3 years now, and I think my teeth look even straighter. Smiley's Adult
Braces. Ashley, I didn't ghost you. I'm your dental hygienist. It wasn't a date. Oh, really? It was so intimate.
And then I was on the rocking chair up front, and I saw an alien, and I didn't know where it landed. And I'm like,
take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster out through the woods.
Ashley, I clean everyone's teeth. And I kept telling you, stop licking my finger. You're not supposed to do that during the appointment.
Well, I did, and now I'm attached to you, and I can't believe it.
Ashley, you have another appointment, and...
Oh, no, they're all over me.
Here, let's listen to one more station, and then I'm going to get to doing work.
The cats have taken over. It's over. I have no more traffic to report, Stan. I'm sorry. I know you sent me here to report on the traffic, but there's no more traffic because the cats have taken over. The cats are the traffic.
Oh, my. Well, that was our first game, Radio. I hope you guys liked it.
All right. Next up, we got... press conference.
So yeah, as Jake was saying, our next game is going to be press conference, and that is going to include Stephen, Kat, Abigail, and Chase. Now, Chase is going to be a celebrity, except he isn't going to know what celebrity he is. So, Chase, if you would like to mute and just turn off your volume so we can go ahead and pick a celebrity for you, we'll let you know when you can come back in. So basically, Chase is a celebrity in a press conference, and Stephen, Kat, and Abigail are going to be asking him questions about a task that he performed, except he doesn't know what the task is himself either. So he's going to be guessing what celebrity he is and what task he is doing. So if I could get some suggestions for a celebrity for Chase.
Angelina Jolie.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. That's
cool. Okay, Chase is going to be Neil Armstrong, and the task that he has performed is, can I get some suggestions for that?
Walk the dog.
All righty. Neil Armstrong was walking his dog. And I will go ahead and get Chase back in here. And we will go ahead and get the game started here.
I'm back. Hi, guys. Thank you for coming to my conference, and I'm just glad to answer all your questions and just ask away. It's great to be here.
Yes, I just want to say it's just such an honor to be in front of a legend. I always grew up looking up at you. You're a huge role model. Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you for that. I appreciate people looking up to me, and I'm just glad that I can be the person who is the role model for you. Yes, sir.
Chuck Daly, News Bailey. As someone who did something so monumental for mankind, do you think that having us report on this is a bit mundane? Like, have you peaked at this point, gone as far as you could?
I don't think it's mundane enough. I think there is a lot more to do, and that I cannot wait for the next steps and have my followers. Yes, the woman in the back.
Hi. I just want to say, like, I'm like a huge fan. I've had a crush on you since I was like a little girl. I just want to say that, like, your one big step, like, really inspired me, and, like, you were the first, you know, and that's just amazing to me.
I agree. I was the first, and definitely not the last. There will be more after me. I'm just glad that I could have stepped the first foot forward. Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm here with the Chicago Sun, and we just wanted to say, is there a reason why you dislike cats or fish? I don't know. We were very shocked to find out that you had a favorite pet.
Well, I just don't think they smell very good, and I'm more of a dog person myself, if I will say so myself.
Hello, Tim Bailey, News Weekly. Now, how often do you do this with your dog? I mean, it's a pretty regular activity, but how often are you doing it for their health?
Oh, at least once a year, I would say.
Oh!
At least. Yeah. At least.
At least. Fair enough. Thank you.
I would say every time the Earth goes around the sun, there's at least one time that I do that. I'm a big space guy.
Quick question. You said once a year. Most veterinarians say that you should probably do this more than once a year. In fact, it's more beneficial for your pet's health if you do it daily. Do you have a comment on that?
It does not seem like it, but I will speak for him. I think that it is imperative that people realize that some things are fake, just like veterinarians, and that is why I, Lance Armstrong, or Neil Armstrong, was the first man to be on the moon and walk my dog.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, nice. Nailed it.
Thank you.
Lance Armstrong.
Nice novelty.
One of the Armstrongs. One of the Armstrongs.
Armstrong brothers. Louis was also a viable option.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to this night's episode of Love Infection. And this is a game that we have for Jake, Chase, and Steven, and Diana, who will be our guesser this evening. So basically, the name of the game is, Diana, you are a lovely contestant, and you get to date one of these fine fellows. And what we'll do is they are each going to represent one thing. One is going to be a celebrity. The other is going to be an object. And then the third one is going to be a historical figure. And your job is to guess what the people are. So you'll be able to ask them questions about who they are, and they'll respond as their person or object. So we need you to get on out of here. So okay.
Just mute my computer so I don't hear.
Yeah, as long as you can't hear, it's good.
Okay, got it.
Alrighty, so I'm going to need a suggestion for Jake as a celebrity.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And for Chase, I'm going to need an object.
So bad at impressions.
Object. A ukulele.
That's a good one. Any other suggestions, or are we just going to stick to ukulele?
A blender, spatula, a fly trap.
Oh, I like a fly trap. Like one of the buzzy ones, or just like a just fly swatter?
I was thinking like...
Deep, deep.
I don't know. Up to creative interpretation.
Well, we got to get specific. Maybe a fly swatter. Fly swatter. And let's do Steven as a historical figure.
Pablo Picasso.
That's a good one.
Pablo Escobar.
That's also one.
Pablo.
Any other suggestions?
Pablo the Penguin, he was on the Backyardigans.
Let's just go with Pablo Picasso. How about that?
Love, okay. Pablo-based choices.
Let's go over it. We've got Jake is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Chase is a fly swatter. And Steven is, oh my goodness.
Pablo Picasso.
That's right.
Of the Pablos.
I, so, oh God.
I'm going to get Diana back in here. Hello, and welcome back to Love Infection. So what we're going to do is we're going to allow you to ask a general question to all three of the contestants.
Okay, great. What is your biggest aspiration in life?
Let's go with contestant number one.
My biggest aspiration in life is to get to the chopper. Because I need to survive.
All right. Let's go to contestant number two. What's your answer?
I would have to say just getting the job done, just getting all those pesky little things out of the way in life, and just being fulfilled in a clean home.
All righty. And contestant number three.
I believe that it is capturing the beauty of life in ways that you do not see with your eye. Unnatural looks, I think, is the best way to put it.
All right. So now we're going to have you ask another question for all three.
Okay. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, where would you go?
Contestant number one.
I'd probably go to the gym because I love to work out. I've worked out my whole life before I got into the movies. I work out. So I'd probably go to the gym. And you can come with me. We can lift, so.
All righty. And contestant number two, what's your answer?
Well, I would have to say, probably any dumpster. I just feel like those have a lot of things that I just want to get. I just want to take care of those tiny little pests. And, again, I just want to make the world clean and a better place.
Okay. You must be doing a really good job of getting down in that dumpster and just getting them one by one, just getting them off, huh? Yeah. How about contestant number three? What's your answer to her question?
I think I'd take you home to Spain, maybe show you some of the nice art museums. They're quite nice this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And he really, really likes his art. You can never tell what the heck is going on in any of it, but he just loves it. He gives it his whole world. What we're going to do for this last round is you're going to be able to ask individual questions to each one of the contestants to kind of further gauge their personality and what they're all about. So if you had a question for contestant number one, what do you think that would be?
Contestant number one, what are some of your favorite films and why?
All right, contestant number one.
My favorite film is The Terminator, because The Terminator is just cold and heartless, the complete opposite of me, but it's a fun movie, I think. I'm a little biased.
Alrighty. What is your question for contestant number two?
Contestant number two, do you have a favorite animal?
Probably penguins. Those are pretty cool. But I hate flies. I don't know if you've caught on to that, but despise them. And...
everywhere.
All right. He's really going after it there. And if you had a question for contestant number three, what do you think that would be?
Contestant number three, if you could describe your aesthetic in three words, what three words would you use?
Contestant number three, we can't hear you.
You're silent.
I think I would describe it best as what the heck? To show you, I have made a beautiful portrait of you. does not go over well to the zoo, to the audio base.
Looks like somebody else is having background problems back
Let's rehold.
Well, that is just beautiful. All righty. Now, Diana, what I'm going to ask you next is, do you think there's any contestant that you'd like to eliminate right off the bat?
I think I would eliminate contestant number three.
Who is contestant three?
Picasso.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, Pablo Picasso. I guess your drawing wasn't good enough.
Tragedy.
So, see you later. Good luck with your art career. Oh my gosh, nobody is going to buy those pictures. Do you have another contestant that you think you can eliminate right now?
Really, what I'm going to listen to what my heart is telling me and eliminate contestant number two, the fly swatter.
Oh, swatting isn't your thing. Who would have guessed? Oh, fly swatter, I'm so sorry. You got to get back to your dumpster, honey. Get on. And so that means that contestant number one, you're not fired, which, do you have an idea of who contestant number one is?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right. So you two look like you're going to have a blossoming relationship. Y'all just go get to that chopper, and we'll see you next week on Love Infection.
Nice touch at the end there, Jake.
Doing impressions is not a requirement for the team, so don't worry about it.
No, if it wasn't before, obviously. It is now, Jake. We can't make this mistake again.
I was grandfathered in, so okay.
That was so much fun. Diana, you did such a great job guessing.
Oh, well, thank you for having me as your guest.
That's so exciting. Good job, you guys. Appreciate that. So fun. Well, can you share with everybody what you all have coming up and how people can follow that or find out about any virtual or live shows?
Yeah, we actually, I know this will be posted much later than the actual performance, but this Saturday, February 27th, we're doing the first ever Comedy Bowl. In years past, it's been a tradition of ours to do an improv bowl where we have two teams from our team kind of duke it out doing silly games with silly theme. Last year was All You Can Eat versus Bon Appetit. We couldn't really do that with the, COVID climate. So we kind of adapted it and we brought in JMU's other comedy teams to join us in a comedy bowl. The theme is bacon versus lettuce versus tomato. We are team lettuce. It will be posted on Facebook, but the event will also be on our YouTube channel.
So even though it's February 27th, when they hear this podcast, they could go on your Facebook page and see it still.
Yes, they should be able to. Okay, so I guess that brings us to our next point. Follow us on social media for updates. It is at JMU Improv on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Noon Improv. And that's where we update our shows and let people know what we have going on.
Excellent. Can you spell Noon Improv for folks?
Yes.
Put your chest up to the screen.
I don't have my shirt on. Oh.
Right. Yeah, they can see that visually, but audio-wise, they might need it.
NEWANDIMPROV_D.
Noon Improv. Period. It's V.D.
Well, that's just silly, but okay. That's just silly.
It is.
Hey, don't ask me. I'm just the mannequin.
So don't ask Blair. It's a game. All right.
I don't know who overcomplicated that, but we. But it's a part of your history. So
yeah, it sure is.
That's right. So thank you, Noon Improv. Thank you for being here. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to Diana for participating. This has been so fun. to make new history with X2 comedy. And everyone out there, remember, life is so short, so just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Till next time. Bye.
Thank you for having us.
Bye. Yeah, you're Bye. Welcome. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring a show to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share us with a friend. Until next time, cheers.